Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to Sidebar, presented by Law and Crime, where we recap the biggest moments in the day's biggest trials. I'm Jesse Weber. So we're talking the ongoing trial of Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard out in Fairfax County, Virginia, and we just wrapped up day 13. Little refresher here, Depp is suing his ex-wife for $50 million, claiming defamation, namely that she falsely accused him of domestic violence in a 2018 Washington Post op-ed piece, and that that article ruined his life and his career. And she's actually countersuing him for $100 million, saying he defamed her when he orchestrated a public smear campaign against her, saying she made up her injuries and lied about him being an abuser. Now, today was the day that Johnny Depp officially rested his side of the case. It began in the morning with the continued tape deposition testimony of Aaron Filotti, Amber Heard's former nurse. And this time, it was Depp's turn for his attorney to question Filotti. They had Filotti admit that Heard had reported she suffered from anxiety, bipolar disorder, insomnia, an eating disorder, that she was codependent, that she was jealous, all to show that Heard was the unstable one in the relationship. And in terms of those alleged injuries to Heard's face that Filotti said she saw, Depp's team questioned how thoroughly Filotti really inspected those injuries and whether a procedure that Heard had to remove a cyst on her eyelid, that may have caused the bruising. But after Filotti, our first in-person witness was forensic accountant Mike Spindler. And he testified about the lost earnings that Johnny Depp suffered after the publication of the op-ed piece in 2018.
What conclusions did you draw from your review?
I concluded that Mr. Depp suffered lost earnings of approximately $40 million.
How did you reach that conclusion?
Well, there are really two main components to that. The first relates to the loss of the role of Captain Jack Sparrow in the Pirates 6 film. So the loss related to the loss of that role in that franchise picture. It was $22.5 million based on testimony provided by Mr. Jack Wiggum. In addition, we looked at, yes?
Did you do anything else with respect to Pirates 6?
Well, we also calculated the net earnings that Mr. Depp would have received from that.
Okay. And what did you base your analysis of Pirate 6 on?
Based on the testimony of Mr. Jack Wiggum.
Now, you might be saying, wow, Johnny Depp lost out on $40 million because of Amber Heard's op-ed piece? Well, not so fast.
So you are not offering any opinion or any testimony on whether those specific damages that you just discussed were caused by the op-ed, correct?
That's correct.
And you're assuming for the purposes of your report that the damages that you're testifying about were caused by Amber's op-ed, correct?
Yes.
So you're not looking at whether the article published in the UK in June 2018 calling Mr. Depp a wife beater caused him the damages, correct?
Correct.
You're not looking at whether the lawsuit that he brought in the UK against the publisher of that article caused him those damages, right?
Correct.
You're not looking at any of the evidence that came out in that lawsuit about alleged instances of abuse against Amber, correct?
Correct.
You're not looking at whether the consequences of Mr. Depp's drug and alcohol use have caused him the damages you're discussing, correct?
Correct.
You're not looking at whether the worsening performance at the box office of Mr. Depp's movies over time has caused him the damages that you're testifying about, correct?
Correct. And I'm not acknowledging any of this being accurate. I'm just saying that that wasn't part of my calculations.
So while it's possible that Depp lost out on Pirate 6 and other opportunities because of the op-ed, even Spindler couldn't definitively say that the op-ed caused this, and he couldn't outline one single lost business opportunity. He based his analysis off of what Depp was earning in 2017, a very lucrative year. So you could say maybe this was all a bit speculative. After Spindler, though, Johnny Depp officially rested his case after 3 weeks of testimony, but the drama didn't stop there because outside the presence of the jury, Heard's team argued for a motion to strike, and that's basically asking the court to throw out all the evidence presented by Depp, that they haven't stated a legally sufficient case. It's basically like asking the court to dismiss it. When we talk about defamation and when we talk about the Washington Post article, there are really three statements at issue that Depp is suing over. There are two in the body of the piece. One that says, "Then 2 years ago, I became a public figure representing domestic abuse, and I felt the full force of our culture's wrath for women who speak out." The second statement is, "I had the rare vantage point of seeing in real time how institutions protect men accused of abuse."
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
But then there's the third statement, and that third statement is the headline of the article. And it says, "I spoke up against sexual violence and faced our culture's wrath." Now, the problem with the headline is that Heard's team argued that the actress didn't even write that, that it was the Washington Post who wrote that. But Depp's team says, well, her name's on the article. She endorsed it. She even republished it on Twitter, even though that hasn't come into evidence yet. So given all that, here's what the judge decided.
So as to the second and third alleged defamatory statements, the motion to strike at this juncture, I view the evidence in light most favorable to the plaintiff and reasonable inferences from the evidence to the plaintiff. And if there is a scintilla of evidence that a reasonable juror could weigh, then the matter survives a motion to strike. In this matter, there is evidence in the case that a jury could weigh that the statements were made by the defendant, that the statements were about the plaintiff, that the statement was published, that the statement is false, and the defendant made the statement knowing it to be false, or the defendant made it so recklessly as to amount to a willful disregard for the truth. The weight of that evidence is up to the fact finder, so the motion to strike is denied as to statement 2 and 3. The motion to strike as to statement 1, I'm going to take under advisement because if it's not a stipulation, I'm not sure what it is, but there seems to be an agreement that the tweet of Ms. Heard is part of the plaintiff's evidence, which is not in evidence at this point. So I can't rule on that statement, whether or not it is just a tweet or if it's some sort of republication or something. I don't know because I haven't seen it yet. So as to the motion to strike on statement 1, I'm going to take an advisement because ruling on it now, it would be premature. because I just don't have that evidence in the case, okay?
Okay, the case is going to proceed, it's going to move forward, but with the judge saying that she's going to take it under advisement, it's possible that she could end up striking the defamation claim as to the headline, possibly if it can be shown later on that Heard didn't write it or endorse it, and that's going to be a big, big loss to Johnny Depp. Either way, though, it was then time for Heard to start her case. Stay with us here at Sidebar as we'll continue right after these words from our friends at the Court Junkie Podcast.
Imagine spending 16 years in prison for a crime you didn't commit. Or imagine being on the jury at a trial where you have to decide whether a father murdered a family or whether it was a cartel hit. This is Jillian from Court Junkie, a podcast that examines criminal cases and trials. Each week, I give you the facts of a new case and let you decide if you agree with the outcome. Make sure to subscribe to Court Junkie on Apple, Spotify, or any of your favorite podcast apps.
Heard's first witness was clinical and forensic psychologist Dr. Dawn Hughes. Dr. Hughes examined Amber Heard, and here was her conclusion.
At the end of that process, considering all the data, did you arrive at any expert opinions?
Yes, I did.
All right. I'd like to start with your main expert opinions and then go through those. Can you please tell the jury what your main opinions were?
So like I said, there are opinions embedded within them, but the main opinion is that Ms. Heard's report of intimate partner violence and the records that I reviewed is consistent with what we know in the field about intimate partner violence, characterized by physical violence, psychological aggression, sexual violence, coercive control, and surveillance behaviors.
And what was the other main opinion that you had?
The second main opinion was that that Ms. Heard demonstrated very clear psychological and traumatic effects or the exacerbation of trauma from those statements that Mr. Depp made through his attorney. There were three statements that we evaluated to see how they affected her emotionally and psychologically, and it was my determination that they did.
And did you arrive at any diagnostic conclusions?
Yes, I did.
And what were those?
I diagnosed Ms. Heard with post-traumatic stress disorder.
After weeks of Depp putting forward testimony that Amber Heard was the abuser and he was the victim, this is Heard completely reshaping the narrative. She would explain away all of the behaviors of Amber Heard. She would explain that Heard hitting Depp or yelling at him or refusing to cooperate with police during a domestic violence call or her suffering from anxiety or stress or depression, even the fact that she stayed with Depp. These are all signs not of Heard abusing Depp, but rather her being the victim of Depp, a victim of domestic or intimate partner violence. And she would conclude that unlike Dr. Curry, who testified earlier in the case as a Depp witness, Heard doesn't have a personality disorder, and that she did in fact suffer from PTSD. I should tell you that interestingly, Dr. Curry sat in the front row as Dr. Hughes testified. Awkward. Now, Dr. Hughes would outline some of this abusive behavior in graphic detail.
On that incident when Kelly Sue was accused of hitting on Ms. Heard and they went back into the trailer, Mr. Depp performed a cavity search and ostensibly was looking for drugs and felt it acceptable to rip off her nightgown and stick his fingers up her vagina to look for cocaine, thought that maybe she was hiding them there. And again, these incidents often happened in a drug-fueled rage. There was another incident in the Bahamas where when he got angry, he took his fingers and he put them in her vagina and moved her around violently in the closet. Again, an act of sexual violence.
And as Dr. Hughes was describing all of this, Amber Heard could be seen getting quite emotional on camera. And that is something that we really haven't seen too much from her since the start of the case. That's all we have for you right now on Sidebar, but make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jesse Weber, and I'll speak to you next time.